Hey, everybody. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Cardone Solutions Podcast. I am your host of the Cardone Solutions Podcast. My name is David Bradley, training facilitator and coach with who? Grant Cardone. Today on the podcast, we're going to get deep into the value of follow-up. So let me just take a quick moment to say, hey, if you're a first-time listener, if you're just joining the Cardone Solutions Podcast for the first time, thank you so much for being here and welcome. Let me tell you what we do. On the Cardone Solutions Podcast, we take Grant Cardone's free content. I mean, look, 80% of what we do out there, 100% free. So I'm going to go and I'm going to find some of this free content. I'm going to take it. I'm going to analyze it. I'm going to break it down. I may throw some action ideas on it. Then we'll give it back to you and give it to you in a way that you can take this free content and then literally plug it into and see immediate results into your sales and your business and your life. That is what happens on the Cardone Solutions Podcast. If you have been with me for a while, allow me to just say, number one, welcome back. And then number two, thank you for your patronage. Much, much, much appreciated. Love the fact that I got regulars to the Cardone Solutions Podcast. It's like, gets me right in the feels. It's an honor and it's a privilege. So thank you for listening. Okay. So I'm going to get into today's topic right away. But first, and you know what's coming, a word from our sponsor. Today's episode of the Cardone Solutions Podcast is being brought to you by Grant Cardone and Cardone University's coaching program. All right, check this out. Here's what we know at this point. 84% of managers too busy to train and develop their team the way they wish they could. They just got too much going on, okay? And then most managers wound up in management simply because they could produce, and they were never really taught how to train people in a way that not only gets them motivated, but also transfers their skill. Lastly, there's literally an 88% improvement in production and productivity when training and coaching gets involved. So what happens? Enter the Cardone University Coaching Program, where we become a virtual extension of your management team. Here's what it's going to come with. Complete access to Cardone University, over 30-plus managed learning courses facilitated by a very experienced, highly trained, certified Cardone coach, ergo me. And our process, here's what our process is going to do for you. It's going to increase engagement and accountability. You literally get us, a certified Cardone coach, for a fraction of the cost of hiring somebody to come in and do this in-house, okay? We're going to work with you, your managers, and your sales team to increase your sales volume and profitability while simultaneously lowering extraneous costs and expanding your market share. So, for a complimentary sales process and training analysis, plus customized proposal on training in your company, shoot me an email, david@grantcardone.com, or simply call 310-777-0352. That's 310-777-0352 or david@grantcardone.com. Hope to hear from you soon. All right, so let's talk about the value of follow-up. I mean, is there any? I mean, when you think about the value of follow-up, let me ask you this. What would a 70% competitive advantage be worth to you? Think about your market right now. Think about your competition. Think about all of that. And then let's see if you had a 70% advantage in that marketplace. Would that be of value to you? So if you're a salesperson or if you own your own business, one of the first skills you just got to dial this one in. If you want to close more deals, you want to recognize that there's actual value, real value in follow-up, and then you must also understand the art and science of it. There's a way to do this, and there's definitely a way to not do it. So you just want to think about, like, how many deals do you think you may have lost already because you just really haven't followed up enough? And let's just talk about what enough looks like for a second. I'm going to say personally, too many. That's how many deals I've lost because of not enough follow-up. Okay, most businesses and salespeople, they don't even see success with sales with follow-up. And that's why they give up. They quit. They decide it doesn't work. When in reality, it does because what? They didn't do enough. And they're going to make a decision based on maybe one or two phone calls or an email, and then that's it. Doesn't work. Guy didn't get back to me. Clearly, he's not interested, or he doesn't give a crap. One to two phone calls, it's not enough. A couple emails here and there, not enough. The reality is, the salesperson or the business that has decided that follow-up doesn't work has not worked the numbers correctly. Let me give you a few. Okay. If 90% of salespeople quit after three attempts, but 80% of sales are made after the fifth contact, then, well, we got a little bit of a disconnect there, right? Check out, here's the stats. 48% of salespeople never do it. They don't even bother. It's either now or never, and that's it. One shot, okay? 25% of salespeople, they're going to make a second attempt, and then they throw in the towel. 12% are going to go 3-plus contacts, or just at 3, and then throw in the towel there. Only 10% of salespeople are doing more than 3. 80% of all sales happen somewhere between the 5th and 12th contact, okay? So we have a whole video on this. Grant calls it, Great Salespeople Follow Up Relentlessly. And so you have to follow up persistently, consistently, and creatively so you will be differentiated in the marketplace, because obviously nobody else is doing any real follow-up. People consistently, myself included, are going to underestimate how much energy and effort it takes to win a deal, to get attention, to get in front of people. Like, you're not going to get a six-pack going to the gym once or twice. That's not real. It takes consistency. Follow-up with persistence will get an initial conversation with somebody. It will get their attention, secure an appointment, and keep the deal in play. So I'm going to give you like five things to get your follow-up game right, nice and tight. Okay, you ready? If you got a notepad, start jotting some stuff down. Number one, be persistent. Even if you're bad at follow-up, eventually you're going to get something simply because you didn't give up, okay? Frequency before greatness. This is a rule. This is a Cardone rule, right? Cardone-ism. Frequency before greatness. Commit to follow-up. Like, you need to make follow-up daily, non-negotiable activity. Schedule and block off specific times dedicated to following up and to outflow. Third thing is to get creative. Okay, now remember, creativity follows commitment. This is another Cardone rule. Frequency before greatness, commit first, creativity follows. Okay, you're going to wind up looking like a pest if you're not creative. And so you want to bring something new and, more importantly, something of value to every interaction you have. Okay, and the greater your commitment level, the higher your creativity will be, guaranteed. Four, have some predictability about what's going to happen. Like, nobody likes doing things that they suck at, right? So pay attention to your successful actions. Duplicate what works. Tweak and adjust what doesn't. Also, just because you don't get a response from somebody doesn't mean it's not effective and doesn't mean it's not working. Five, in your follow-up, do not rely simply on one channel of communication. No one thing is going to be fully effective by itself, okay? That's phone, email, in-person, texting, heck, even crack open the fax machine if you need to, okay? Gifts, articles, blogs, personal video, don't rely on just one thing. You need a lot of different things, a lot of different arrows in your quiver, okay? Do the VAFU, that's what we call it over here. VAFU stands for Value Added Follow-Up. So think about this, when you're following up with somebody, how much value can you deliver to your prospect in your follow-up? And by practicing VAFU, practicing it, this is how you get to be persistent without getting on someone's nerves. So come up with a strategy for your follow-up. Like, if you want one whale, you need to get 100 lines going off in your boat. You call a guy 3 times, he doesn't return your call, and you start thinking he's not interested? That's not how it works. You need not only a call, you need to throw some text in there, a little bit of personal video, send them an article. Hey, saw this, thought of you. Okay. And every call you make is a win. And it is better to lose a deal because you followed up consistently and persistently and delivered value the entire step of the way than it is to not follow up at all or follow up too little. The Buddha says, in the confrontation between the stream and the rock, the stream always wins. Not through strength, but through perseverance. I mean, just look at the Grand Canyon, will you? What made that? Water. Colorado River, okay? So the water flows, it goes over, it goes under, it's on the side, it's 24/7, 365 deal. It keeps going and going and going. So when Grant pursued his wife, Elena, for example, he had to use creativity. And creativity is what separates good follow-up from, well, stalking. But as Grant says, it ain't stocking if it works. So your persistence must have creativity, whether that's business, relationships. Okay, so make a commitment, first of all, to persist in things. And again, the stronger your commitment, the better your creativity is going to be. And then go find that line. Literally figure out, hey, how much is too much here? You're never going to know your limit until you get to it, till you cross it, till you push it. Okay? So, but then that teaches you how to cross the line and how to push the limit, but not fall over the edge, right? And so persistence, you're going to find this this is the single most common trait of the most successful people. Consistent, creative persistence. This is like follow-up. We literally have a program on follow-up called The Greatest Sales Secret. I just blew the secret. It's follow-up, okay? So if you'd like to check out some of our free follow-up or some of our follow-up training for free, head on over to CardoneSolutions.com/Cardone, the letter U, and then the word free. That's CardoneSolutions.com/Cardone, the letter U, the word free. And you can get access to all of our follow-up training for 2 weeks on us. How cool is that, right? All right, go do that. This has been another exciting episode of the Cardone Solutions Podcast. Remember, get your follow-up game nice and tight. Be persistent. Commit to follow-up. Get creative. Have some predictability about what's going to happen, about what you're going to do. And never rely on one single channel of communication. Which one of these do you think you need to do a little bit more? Which one of these is a new idea for you? What you get out of today's episode? If it's helping, okay, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. If it's helping you, also make sure that you get this thing shared out on the social. Don't be selfish with that one. Share the love. Get it out there, because if it's helping you, I promise it's going to help somebody else. Anything I can do for you, feel free to reach out. Leave a comment. Email me, david@grantcardone.com. I'm here to help and serve. And be great, because nothing else pays, and we'll see you soon.